This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I am super excited to have this guest back on my show. He was back on my show back in January of this year. We're talking no other than Peer-to-Peer Network, a.k.a. the Mobi Card, Inc. You can find him on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol PTOP. And with us today is the chairman and CEO of the company, Josh Sudeikis. Josh, thank you so much for coming back on the show. I hope that you guys are doing well. I hope you guys are staying safe from this whole COVID-19 pandemic. What a mess that is. How you been?
Yeah, you know, it's great to be back. You know, I always start out by saying a little brief disclosure. Forward-looking statements are subject to change. Investing can lead to loss of principal. Past performance is not indicative of future returns. You should always consult with a financial advisor before making any investments. All forward-looking statements involve risks, uncertainties, and contingencies, many of which are beyond our control, which may cause actual results, performance, or achievements to differ material from anticipated results, performance, or achievements. Factors that may cause actual results to differ material are in the forward-looking statements, include those set forth in our filings at www.sec.gov. We are under no obligation, expressively disclaim any such obligation to update or alter our forward-looking statements, whether as a result of new information or future events. But we have been staying safe. Everett, Mobi Card has been staying very productive. In fact, I've actually recruited someone new to the Mobi Card team for the investor relations department, and he and his girlfriend are actually staying with me in my home in quarantine. So we've been taking this seriously. I know. So that I can keep Mobi Card moving forward and have additional help, you know, available 24/7 to keep the company moving full speed ahead. Many shareholders probably have already spoken with him. He's been on the phone, and I will introduce him today. His name is William Hernandez. He's an American citizen, although originally from the Dominican Republic. I'd like to introduce him to you here on this show. Mobi Card shareholders, meet Will Hernandez.
Hello, Everett, and Mobi Card shareholders. It has been a pleasure to join the Mobi Card team, and I am super excited for the Mobi Card apps to launch. You know, when I met Josh through a mutual friend, he told me about the idea. I thought, what an awesome opportunity and idea. It really has been a pleasure joining the Mobi Card team. I have spoken with many shareholders already, inviting them to the shareholder conference call that we held a couple months ago, and it was a joy to meet so many nice people and excited shareholders of Mobi Card. You know, I have a unique skill and diverse background. I am originally from the Dominican Republic, have been an American citizen for the past 18 years. I speak Spanish fluently and have a lot of family and contacts still in the Dominican Republic right now. I believe I will only be able to entirely new shareholder base, but even more importantly, once the enterprise apps launch, I plan to focus on growth and adding users to the platform in an entirely other country besides the USA. Right out of the gate, you know, obviously having multiple countries using the app in the beginning will only accelerate the growth and user base of Mobi Card, and I am excited to be part of the Mobi Card going forward. I will say, though, Josh can be a little tough to live with. I didn't know entirely what I was signing up for when I agreed to go into quarantine with him. He's always pushing me to work with him late and on weekends. I can't escape my boss in this quarantine.
Yeah, I hear you on that one. So let me ask you guys this. The last time you guys were on the show, you made an announcement about the Mobi Card Android app being placed in the Google Play Store, and we're shortly awaiting the Apple app being placed in the App Store. So where are we at? Where are we at in this process?
Yeah, so as you probably know, Apple has stated that they are not processing any apps that are not coronavirus related. So they've completely reallocated their resources. I mean, we had submitted the app. As you know, we got the Android app already approved. You can look for Mobi Card in the Google Play Store, and we were shortly expecting that. But unfortunately, this pandemic has changed everything. Now, Apple has made a statement, and I'm going to read it word for word. It is evaluating COVID-19 coronavirus-related apps critically to ensure data sources are reputable and that developers presenting these apps are from recognized entities such as government organizations, health-focused NGOs, companies deeply credentialed in health issues, and medical or educational institutions. Apple says only developers from one of these above type recognized entities should submit an app. Adding the entertainment or game apps with the COVID-19 theme will not be allowed on the App Store. So there's no magic wand I can wave and say, hey, you know, Apple, we want to cut the line. And so they're concentrating specifically in fighting this pandemic. But I do want to just take a little bit of a step back. You know, it is true that it's hard to live with me, but I think it adds a value to shareholders of MobiCard that we have a quarantine team here in place where we're able to actually continue to push the company moving forward. You know, and with 80% of this virus spread by physical contact and 20% of it being airborne, literally sharing an electric business card via text or email or through social media is even more important than it ever has been before, because MobiCard really is the answer to an economic reopening for the country's businesses, both large and small, in order to exchange business information in this new reality. But that's going to tie right back in to that Apple announcement, right? So it's been this way for a while that they've shifted their resources. We do have an option, so we don't just sit back and twiddle our thumbs. We try to explore every single possibility. So our technology partners have been trying to acquire an employee, which I believe they've hired, but I don't want to announce that yet. That was actually used to work for Apple support. If we could have one of those individuals working on our technology partners team, that completely would put us with a guy on the inside, you know, that has that inside information. So that's one thing that they're trying to do. Another thing that we're trying to do, you can make a case, a written request, so that we can make a case that we are essential to businesses in an economic sense and that we're undertaking the steps that it would take to submit that to Apple. Now, that could still be denied. So we plan to put in that request and make our case that we are an essential economic revival tool in fighting this COVID-19. And we plan to put that request in very soon. So I know the outbreak of this pandemic, the Apple support staff hasn't been available for any reviewing of any apps, and there's a big backup. But we think we have a very strong case.
Let me ask you this. We got only about 4 minutes left in the show, and I want to get to my last two questions. I know the tremendous value and opportunity that lies here with your company, but let me ask you this. What do you think will be the driving force going forward? You know, we're talking about marketing, getting this product into people's hands. What's your process and your thoughts on that?
All right. So, I mean, I think it's a tremendous opportunity here, right? So I think the biggest news that I'm going to announce today on your show, and I know the shareholders will be thrilled to hear this news, that and many people that have attended the call already know this. You know, I had laid out my strategic goals. Obviously, the core business product being the first strategic goal and the most important. But the second one was to get the financials current. So I think completing our historical and up to current financials, removing the OTC stop sign, is a crucial strategic objective. We've dropped a few CFOs who couldn't perform. And now that I have the time, I'm spearheading personally the task of getting the financials completed. I have negotiated with a local Boston-based forensic accounting team. I've signed an engagement letter, and I've made the first payment to officially hire them as our local accounting firm to handle and coordinate all of the accounting and bookwork and organization that needs to be done to not only put us on a path to removing the stop sign and getting current, but putting us beyond reproach. This firm is top-notch in Boston. It's going to be able to dedicate full-time efforts to getting everything in order for our other accountants who are preparing our work papers for our auditors so that the audits can be done and the financials can finally be brought current. So the way this will work is they'll take a day to analyze all the documents. Originally, they were going to come into our office, but because of this pandemic, the first 2 weeks that Will was here, he had to scan every single document that we had into digital form so we can just share those documents with them. After a day of review, they're going to present, and this is going to happen actually this week. After a day of review, this week or Monday is when we're going to hear back from them. After they review that, they're going to then present to us a scope of work with a time frame for completion and a cost basis so that we can complete our end goal. So until they have time to review, I can only really speculate. but I think it's more probable than not that with a full-time expert firm local here that we can even meet with if we have to, with multiple employees working full-time, I'm hoping that we'll have the financials wrapped up in 30 to 45 days for everything. I mean, this is a game changer, Everett.
Absolutely.
This is a top-notch firm, and this will expedite the completion of the financials. And we've converted a lot of debt off the books, right, through conversions of convertible notes and equity over the past year to clear the debt. Together with the new patent, it's a perfect time to finalize our financials as we've cleaned up the balance sheet, developed our core business products, new technology platform, and added valuable assets to the bottom line of MobiCard's balance sheet in the plus category. We want to show that. And I think this is the perfect time to tackle getting the company's financials current. So, you know, the goal here is to get the financials current before the actual apps, enterprise apps launch, meaning after beta is test is completed. This will give us an advantage of having removed the stop sign, filed for DWAC eligibility, being current with our financial information and filing our historical SEC report and completing the previously initiated corporate actions filed with FINRA, you know, the financial industry regulator.
Absolutely. We got about 30 seconds left. I'm going to give you the last words. What is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
I think being current in our financial filings is a huge value add to the company. In our opinion, we have now taken the proper steps to bring in the right team of people to do this quickly and efficiently. So in summary, we've made new additions to our team, staying safe during the pandemic. We're working diligently, if not even harder than ever before. We've engaged, retained a local forensic accounting firm to coordinate and help complete the financials. And we're working with our technology partners to appeal to Apple that we should be processed as MobiCard should be deemed essential app for economic recovery as the country starts to reopen. And we'll submit our case to Apple very soon. I look forward to coming back on your show and delivering more good news to come soon.
Josh, Will, I want to thank you guys for coming on the show. The company that we're highlighting here today on Stock Day is basically Peer-to-Peer Network, a.k.a. MobiCard. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol PTOP. Only thing I ask, Josh, is that you not wait 5 or 6 months to come back on the show. I'd like to hear what you guys are doing.
Every time, Everett. You got it. We'll talk to you soon.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.